together, to receive of your word, that when we leave here today, we will be different. We won't be the same we were when we came in. We'll go home with something stirring in our spirit that will keep us awake so that we come out of bed and just pray. Hallelujah! And God, touch us. Amen? Amen. Anyway, before I share the word, I do want to just bring you a few updates about the ministry, because this church is a faithful supporter of what we do. Every month I can budget certain things because I know I'm going to get that financial donation into the ministry. And I don't know anybody can understand how important that is. So thank you very much. Amen? Thank you very much. Now we have summer school. I know it's snowing out, but we have to start preparing for summer school because every summer we have 60 children show up. Now I gave Pastor some flyers. I don't know where she put them. The corner table in the back, there's a flyer which gives you an opportunity to be a summer school teacher. In particular, my wife is needing help the second week of the 3 weeks. And you would come, and if you're interested, you email my wife, and she'll send you all the information, and you would stay with us at our home. We have a two-bedroom apartment under our home where the teachers stay, and we'll even give you hot water, and we'll even give you AC if you need it. Yeah, and you come and you minister to these children, like little Odane, who is now 7. And when he started school, the teachers told him he would never do anything because he's a dunce. Not, I'm not telling you about the other school children that did that. That person that went to school to learn how to be a teacher said, "You're going to be a dunce." Well, his mother started sending him to our after-school reading program. And we have a library, and the children just love the fact that we have a library. And he couldn't read anything, nothing. And Mary sent him to the library, and he picked out a little book. I can't remember the name of it. But Mary started to teach him a little bit of that book, and he took it home. And a couple of days later, he came back, because we have after-school reading on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And he came back, and he asked if he could read the book to the rest of the class. And, I mean, this is a little, you know, beginner book, right? And he read it from beginning to end without a flaw. And all the kids stood up and clapped him. And that changed his attitude about himself. Amen? Amen? And that's just one pert little young man that's being touched every day, every week, every month, every year. Amen? And he, I'm sorry. And then we need sponsors for the summer school. $50 will sponsor one child in summer school. That is back there. You can look at those flyers. Amen? And some of you get my email, so you know that we're in the process of buying a new van and everything. So, you know, I'm just giving you these little ideas that you could pray about. Amen? And then Mary and one of our summer school teachers, Sharon Pratt, who comes from the Midwest out by Bloomfield, Illinois, and those places, they're going to have a special seminar for teachers, for basic school or kindergarten level teachers this year. And Mary was setting it up, and the woman that's in charge with the Ministry of Education is working with her, and then she called Mary or emailed Mary. You don't call them where you email, right? And told Mary she could set it up any way she wants it because she's heard of her reputation, and New Beginnings at her are number one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So your support is doing something. Amen? Amen? Right. And Romando, you've probably heard of Romando. He's done with school now, and he is in the process, or we are in the process, of raising his college tuitions. And he is coming to the Harrisburg Community College in Lancaster. So I'm sure once he's going to live with Bryce, and Bryce will make sure he comes over and sees you guys. Amen? So we're providing all the funds come in by June. We're believing that he'll be here for the August term. let you understand a little bit why that is. It's because he is a foreigner, and he just can't fly on the jet and come over here and just go to school. He's got to have an I-20, a student visa. And in order for him to get a student visa, all his college fees have to be paid ahead. Amen? And once he has proof of his money, then Harrisburg Community College will give him the I-20 to carry to the embassy in Jamaica, and he'll get his student visa. Praise the Lord. Agree with me that that is going to happen. Amen? He is well worth it. A very fine young man. Amen? Did I forget anything, Bryce? He says he doesn't know. Okay, let me just read what my wife sent for me to read to you. Okay? This is what's going on with the children. Okay? She says, the after-school reading classes meet 3 days a week. They are targeting third and fourth graders who are significantly below grade level. I need a little bit of the teaching, right? We use Sing, Spell, Read, Write program. That's a 700 club program. This is a 36-step program to achieve independent reading at grade level. The 6 students are currently at step 22. They love the classes and especially like the library time. We have a library with early reading books, easy chapter books, and many children's stories. The Saturday classes, now they are held at our house. The Saturday classes are targeting fourth graders who will be sitting National Literacy Assessment Test. Now let me stop there and explain that to you. The education system in Jamaica, you have to take what they call GSATs, or a test at sixth grade. If you pass that, your education is free through high school. Free in the sense there's no tuition. Now, you still have uniform expenses and book expenses, but tuition for school is free. If you do not pass that, you're done. Unless your parents can afford private schooling. And most of the people in Jamaica cannot afford private schools. So there's a fourth grade assessment test, and that's what Mary is preparing them for. They have 4 opportunities to pass this test. Once they pass this test, that gives them the liberty to take the sixth grade test. If they do not pass the fourth grade test, they can't take the sixth grade test. So as I'm saying here, the Saturday classes are targeting fourth graders who will be sitting the National Literacy Assessments in May. We are using the time to do practice tests to increase familiarity and comfort and format for exams. We are increasing comprehensive and composition skills. The children at grade level are in the morning and those behind grade level in the afternoon. The children are also coming for homework and project help. They are 6 on Saturdays, but best of all, they are learning to trust God, pray, and learn who they are in Jesus, to have already said they want to be pastors. We have one guy, Desron, tells me every time I see him, I want to be a pastor. Amen? Okay? You got that? Any questions before I go on to the word? Yes, sir. They speak English? But we have a dialect called Patois. We don't know how to tell you that. That was bad. My son told me that was bad. So if you want to hear Patois straight, good Patois, after church, because he will come up here and give it to you. After church, you can ask him to chat with you. And he'll chat pure Jamaican Patois. Amen? In fact, they can't imagine that little white boy can talk like that. Because he's not a little white boy anymore, he's a big white boy now. That can even talk like that. Amen? Praise the Lord. All right, today's message is called Harmony. I was going to teach you a lesson called Clear the Cookies and Try Again. But I couldn't get a piece about that lesson. Have you ever heard about, you know, I had an old BlackBerry. And every time I tried to get my email for a while there, they'd tell me, Clear the Cookies. And try again, and I wonder what in the world of cookies are. But anyway, God doesn't want me to teach you that one. He wants me to teach you one about harmony. Amen? So open up your Bibles to Psalms 133. If I need this thing, I'll turn it on. How do you do that? There he goes. Amen. Anyway, Psalms 133. You there? Just three verses. Three verses. I'm going to read in the New Living Translation. How wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. How wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. I'm sure Pastor can agree with that. I'm sure the worship leader who's got their phone talking can read with that. He's still talking on his phone, isn't he? How wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. Verse 2. For harmony is as precious as the anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head, that ran down his beard and onto the border of his robe. Verse 3. Harmony is as refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon that falls on the mountains of Zion. And there the Lord has pronounced his blessing, even life everlasting. Now, you know, Pastor don't tell me anything, so if I say something that strikes you between the eyes, Pastor didn't tell me. But if you want this church to grow and fill up, bust out the seams, you need to get in harmony with its vision. And with the pastor. And you need not to be talking badness with other people. Oh, look what pastor did. Wasn't that stupid? She shouldn't have done that. Oh, no, no. Sorry? Sorry. She don't tell me nothing. And I could be way wrong. But anyway, I'm going to say it. You know, I used to have a teaching Bible school, brother. And that was back in the days when you had cassette players. And for some reason, people wanted to come and me be the counselor. Well, that only lasted about 6 or 7 months because just talk straight. And people seeking counsel really don't want to be talked to straight. They want you to please them and agree with them and. And I can remember this one young lady, came in. She wanted to talk about somebody else. I said, okay, wait a minute. And I reached in my drawer on my desk, and I took out my cassette player. And I plugged in a blank cassette, and I turned on record or whatever. I said, okay, let's chat. You tell me everything. When we're done, I'm going to take it to that person and let them hear. Good. Shut up then. But we shouldn't need to have someone tape what we say. Because we should be in harmony for the purposes of God. What's the vision? I've got to get myself in trouble. Who is a regular church member here? I'm not going to ask you. You cheat. That young man back there. You're young, right?
Yes, sir.
Right. I'm not asking you, but if I ask you, could you stand up and give the vision of the church?
Give the vision?
Yeah. Oh, great. There's one. Please tell me the vision of the church. I'm going to get in trouble. You know that. Yeah. But praise God. You hear me? Don't listen. You, don't listen to tales. Shut them up. Harmony. Let's read that again. How wonderful and pleasant. Nice and sweet. is it when brothers live together in harmony? You know, in Jamaica, the church I belong to, Family Church on the Rock, I can't tell you when anybody's come to me to complain about anybody. Because they know we're not going to hear it. Not going to hear it. Rumors. Gossip. The Bible tells us the elders in the church should never have gossip or rumors around. I don't know why I'm saying this, you know. Gossip and rumors kill. Yo, young boy. Listen. Don't listen to bad talk. Don't listen to it. Don't pay no attention to bad talk. Don't listen to people talk bad about you. Don't let people tell you you're not going to be anybody or you're nothing or you can't do this or you can't do that. You're anointed of the Lord. God's giving you special gifts. I don't know where I'm going, you know. Seems to be there's a young lady in your life. Could be wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm not wrong. If I'm not wrong, I'm right. Mm-hmm. Just pray. You hear? And don't think ever that your prayers are empty and not powerful. They will work. That young lady will be blessed. That young lady will overcome. She will overcome. I don't know if I'm right or if I'm wrong. But that's the thing of moving in the Holy Ghost. You just have to step out. Amen? Father, I thank you. You know the truth. You know everything. Bless this woman. Give her the power of your word now. In Jesus' name, amen. Sorry? I'm the speaker? Okay. Use the speaker? They have it on. You have it on, don't you? Yeah. Praise the Lord. I haven't got past the first verse yet. I got all these notes. Look at all these notes. How wonderful and pleasant. I want this to ring in your head today. It'd be nice if you woke up in the middle of the night dreaming. All of a sudden it comes. How wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers. Now that's neither male nor female. Don't you ladies think you can just talk and get away with all that stuff because it didn't say ladies. How wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live in harmony or live together in harmony. I'm just thinking about my wife. Very strong lady, you know. But both of us, for the peace and the longevity of our marriage, sometimes we even say we're wrong when we know we're right for peace. Yeah. I was taught that when I went to Bible school by Marianne Sitton. Even when you know you're right for the peace, say you're wrong. And later, one day, that person will come to you and say, you know, you were right. How, say it, wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. Psalms 122 and verse 6 and 8 says peace and prosperity go together. Maybe you're broke because you're a gossiper. Maybe you're broke because you're a strife maker. Maybe you're broke because you're not in harmony with God. Maybe you're broke because you're looking to make money someplace and God don't want you going there. Maybe you're broke because you got a job on Sunday. No, it ain't you because you're here. And you can't come to church on Sunday. You see, God is so blessing my son because, you know, usually in the chef business and the baking business and everything, Sunday's a busy day. His job is Monday to Friday. Now, he works sometimes on Saturday, right? But he got Sunday. He's got Sunday free to go to church. Here? Sunday free to go to church. My niece is the children's pastor over at the worship center. You know, so I'm put pressure on him. But he's doing good. Yeah? Peace and prosperity together. Huh? Harmony and prosperity go together. Am I okay? You're not saying I'm okay, you know? Am I okay? Oh, I forgot I'm in America. They don't say nothing. They don't amen you, and they just sit quiet. Harmony equals unity. A dictionary says harmony equals friendly agreement. Quarrels equal contention or strife. The word quarrels in the Bible equal contention or strife. But in a dictionary, it's an angry dispute between two or more people. Proverbs 18 and verse 6 and 7 says, fools' words get them into constant quarrels. Uh-oh. Okay. If you're always in quarrels and fighting, maybe you're a fool. I'm not used to wearing sweaters, you know, I feel kind of tight. If you're always in strife and quarrels, maybe you're a fool. It's better to say you're wrong, even when you're right, for peace. Now, don't say it with an attitude, though. Okay, you're right. Don't do that. Fools' words get them into constant quarrels. They are asking for a beating. The mouths of fools are their ruin. They trap themselves with their lips. You know, the tongue is the most dangerous weapon in the world, you know it? The tongue. You probably heard this before. You got two eyes, so you can see good. Two holes in your nose so you can breathe good. Two ears so you can hear good. One mouth. I wonder if this is meaning anything. So we see the results. Somebody's saying, yep, 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 over there. So we see the results of quarreling are strife, war, beatings, and ruin. You know, I just came to Judge Judy. You ever watch that show? Some of the most stupidest things. Aunt Sally owes her niece $50. And they come on a national TV for the $50 and ruin their relationship. Job 36 and 11. I went a little too fast there. It says in Psalms 131, it says, how wonderful and pleasant. The word pleasant equals delightful, very pleasing, giving great enjoyment, good to look at. So harmony and pleasant, and being in pleasant is good. It brings enjoyment. Job 36:11 says, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. So obeying and serving equals harmony. Now, in Jamaica, things can be a little bit expensive. A 20-inch jar of Skippy crunchy peanut butter, which my wife loves, equals to about 11 U.S. dollars. I think you can buy it at Walmart. Of course, you go to Walmart? Everybody goes to Walmart. Raise your hand. See that price? Look at him. He doesn't like Walmart. You can buy it for like about $3.50, right? Well, can you imagine what a jar of olive oil costs? How about a 32-ounce jar costs about $80 to $100? Valuable. Verse 2 says, "For harmony is as precious as the anointing oil." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this oil that was poured all over Aaron, I mean, if you just look at it money-wise, you know it's valuable. You know it's great. You know it's a good thing. So it says there, "For harmony is as precious as the anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head that ran down his beard and onto the border of his robe." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. "The oil was poured over Aaron's head so profusely as to run down upon his garments." It just went everywhere. "It is customary in the East to pour the oil on the head so profusely as to reach every limb." Man, would you go to the store and buy all that oil at $100 a bottle? How valuable is it? I mean, I hope you're getting something here. I hope I'm not putting you to sleep. Some of you have got your eyes closed like you're going to sleep. Poke the person next to you. Say, "Wake up." Somebody got woke up, huh? I'm not going to say who, but he's wearing a red shirt. He's looking around, too. Oh, I love you guys, you know. I'm okay? I'm okay? Huh? Did I speak too fast? Am I okay? He's saying no and yes and no and yes. "Be in harmony and love with God more than with anything else." Be in harmony and love with God more than with your family, your job, or ministry. And you will have harmony everywhere. My wife and I made an agreement many years ago that I was going to love God and she was going to love God more than we love each other. We do. I love God more than I love a wife. And my wife loves God more than she loves me. And you know what? Since God knows how to tell my wife how to love me, I'm blessed. And since God tells me when to shut up, he can tell you his mother can be pretty strong. He's laughing. But I love God enough to listen to what he says. And he teaches me how to treat my wife. I've never been through a divorce, so I don't know what that's like. I don't know if when we're going through a divorce, we forget God. But for those of us that got married, we said, "I do." And God was there. Amen? Don't take no condemnation. If you've been through divorce, praise the Lord. God heals. That's not what I'm trying to say. But I'm trying to say if we love God more than we love anything else, more than we love our dog. Oh, I better shut up now. I want to get into another thing. The Jamaicans think Americans are just absolutely crazy. Send our dog to doggy daycare. Use a blow dryer on their dog. I should shut up, shouldn't I? Moving on. Exodus 20, And verse 3 says, you shall have no other gods before me. Your wife can't be before your God. Your husband can't be before your God. Your children can't be before your God. Your neighbor can't be before your God. If we have God first, he will teach us how to be in harmony with everybody. Amen? Psalms 45 and verse 7 says, you love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness, more than your companions. Righteousness versus wickedness. Righteousness wins. Good versus evil. Good wins. Harmony versus quarreling. Harmony wins. Loving right and hating wrong brings an anointing of joy. A spirit of joy sets you apart from everyone else. Let's go back to Psalm 133 and read verse 3. Harmony is as refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon that falls on the mountains of Zion. And there the Lord has pronounced his blessing, even life everlasting. Verse 3 says, the refreshing equals to restore energy and vitality. If you're in harmony with God, you'll be refreshed. John 13:35. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Now, I just feel like the Lord has told me that I should stop here with this now and pray for anyone that needs prayer. I don't know why he's saying that to me, but I believe that I would like to do that. Are there some ushers here that can help me with that? And I want anyone that needs prayer for anything, healing, peace, finances, whatever it is, I want you to come forward. I don't know where Pastor went, but I want you to come forward so that I can pray for you now. If you don't need prayer, don't come forward. But if you would like prayer, I would like you to come forward now in Jesus' name. Seems like no one wants to come forward. Here comes someone. I know you don't.
Yes, you do.
Yes. Praise the Lord. You okay?